A lot of my friends don't believe it when I tell them New Mexico is making delicious value-oriented sparkling wines, like the non-vintage Gruet, or if you're from New Mexico, I guess it's Gruet, Blanc de Noir. Now, Blanc de Noir means white from black, so this is a white wine made from Pinot Noir. So you kind of get this really interesting sense of strawberry and rose petals on the nose, but then beautiful flavors of strawberry, ripe apricots, a little baked bread glide over the tongue on a crisp frame. This is a beautiful wine, oak and vanilla finish. $15.
Ooh, and you've got an all-American sparkler?
All dressed up for the 4th of July is the non-vintage Domaine Chandon Limited Brut Classic All-American Summer Edition. Wow, that's a
big
mouthful.
Name. Yeah.
Now, this is from California, and just like its famous parent, Moët Chandon, this is also made in the Method Champenois, so you get more of an authentic sparkling wine, and it's just beautiful. It's blended with some reserve wines from the prior harvest, so you get this consistent house style that has aromas of brioche, little nectarine, then flavors of apple and pear. Nice, soft, dry finish. Again, pretty reasonable, $16.
Now, you can also go up in price on these, and you've got one that looks pretty good to you out of Sonoma.
Yeah. Hey, have you ever heard of Cristal?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, this isn't it.
Oh. So,
but it is made by the parent. So the 2004 Reuter Estate L'Hermitage Brut Anderson Valley from Sonoma, made from beautiful Chardonnay and Pinot Noir. Nose is full of pear. You get that from the Chardonnay and apple red scents. You get that kind of from the Pinot Noir. But then the flavors of green apple, nectarine mingle with nuances of pineapple, a little toasted hazelnut and honeysuckle. I love that. The finish is long, elegant, and just beautiful hints of ripe pear, a little vanilla notes on the back end. $40.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So in all of this hot weather, I'm telling you, I love those rosés. They're wonderful.
Right?
Yeah.
They're beautiful.
They are. What you have?
Let's try one from Oregon, shall we? How about the 2010 Argyle Brut from the Willamette Valley of Oregon? This is made with Chardonnay and Pinot Noir, about 50-50. Beautiful domestic bubbly. Offers up ripe aromas of apple blossom, little green melon and citrus. Then the flavors of ripe pear, nectarine. I love the white peach in here. And it's just wrapped beautifully around this mineral-laden core up front. Notes of lemon zest and yeast on the long, fresh finish. $27. This is a great value.